Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the board of total light.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. I still miss him. That's from the Innocent Age album. That's Nexus. That song is the first one on the Innocent Age album, a double album from 30 years ago, and it's still incredible music, and I encourage you to go find it somewhere. Find that album. Don't just buy the song. Find the album, and you won't regret it, I promise. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk is the president of Story Worldwide, which is an outstanding organization that that he founded. I watched him do it, and it's been impressive how he's turned this idea that he had into a global concern. Kirk, congratulations again on that. We're talking about content. We're talking about why content is important to your small business, and I don't care what you do. I do not care what your business is, how big you are, how small you are, how new you are. I don't care if you're going to start your business at the next 30 minutes. Content is still a big deal to you, and that's what Kirk and I are talking about. And Kirk, you were telling us as we went to the break about how Google changed the rules of their algorithms. Tell the audience what an algorithm is and why we should care.
I will, with the proviso, I am not the technical guy in my company. I'm actually the content guy. But an algorithm is simply a logical pattern rendered as an equation or a set of symbols that makes sense to a computer that allows it to process information in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Google's algorithms are what produce the search results. So, as I pointed out earlier, you type in story, there are millions of, you can imagine, billions of mentions of the word story on the World Wide Web. Google's algorithm puts those returns in order.
Anybody can have an algorithm. You have algorithms, whether you know it or not, folks. In your business, there's something you do that's essentially an algorithm. But Google's algorithm is their special sauce, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what makes Google so useful, is that they've refined these algorithms, these approaches to searches or search processes, if you will, over the years to make them really useful.
And they came up with a way of refining those algorithms in the last year or so that allows. Well, what was happening, if I understand, and we saw this coming a year or so, more than a year ago, Kirk, in our company, with the people we talked to about SEO, about search engine optimization, and that is that there were a lot of people out there who were kind of gaming the system. They were becoming ad platforms, and they were repurposing other people's content. So what was on their site was not original to them, and they were gaming the system and driving traffic to their site through using Google to do that and other search engines to do that. And they were actually profiting from other people's content, even though they weren't creating anything new. They weren't contributing anything new to the marketplace. And Google changed the rules around that, didn't they?
In January, Google made two great changes this year that are important for every small business person. In January, they did exactly what you're talking about. They changed the algorithm to favor original content over any site that copied any portion of that original content. So original content wins. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Google said that affected 2% of all search queries.
Mm-hmm.
Just two. Month later in February, they did something really big that affected 12% of all search queries, which is a huge number for Google. And that was that they changed the algorithms in order to push down the results from so-called content farms.
Mm-hmm.
And these content farms, if you're not familiar with them, are basically, again, they are ad platforms, but they attract traffic by paying people, $5 to write a 500-word article fix your sink.
I know one company that pulled that off, and before Google got onto them, so to speak, they sold their business for their website for $55 million.
Right. And yes, some of these things are.
And I don't think that I don't think that website's worth that much now because of what Google did, basically.
Well, Google is working very hard to make it worth close to nothing, which I think is really good news for small businesses. I mean, what all of this means, if you cut through all the technical stuff, is that the way to rank high in search, which you need to do if you're a small business, especially in your neighborhood.
You don't have to rank high globally, folks. You just need to rank high in the local search, if that's what it takes.
Exactly. I mean, if my company were not a worldwide company, I wouldn't need or care what came up when people typed in story.
Right.
I would care what came up when they typed in story Upper West Side.
Right.
Or story Broadway.
Right.
Or
story dry cleaners or whatever, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. But
mm-hmm.
usually people will, when looking for a service like that, right, they'll put in a location.
Right.
Because they want it to be near them.
Mm-hmm.
And Google's very good at that, too. But the secret to all of this, whether you're looking to capture local search, regional search, national search, or global search, is content. The more content you have out there that is original, useful,
particular to you, and is very descriptive and not captured from someone else, right?
Right. So
which is the original.
The more of that there is, the higher you're going to rank in those
mm-hmm.
search returns, and that means you're going to get more customers.
But also, I want you to talk to the people who help you with this, the SEO folks, your search engine optimization folks, and you need to talk to somebody like that because this is not something you want to learn yourself. Make sure they're talking to you about canonical tags. Because this is something I want to talk about this a little bit. This is a little bit in the weeds, but you need to know about this, small business owners. This is important to you. Kirk Chaffetz and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.